Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Witzer.
And I'm Shy.
And today we're getting by.
And we're back into it with another one. Y'all, yes. It's episode 88. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
90's coming up and then it'll be 100.
Wow, that's only how many more weeks?
Summertime. Because remember I looked it up?
Yeah, that is crazy.
We should do something crazy for the 100th episode.
What are we going to do for the 100th episode?
I got an idea.
Do you?
Yes.
Like what?
I can't tell you.
It's a secret. Y'all, in the comments, please tell us what you want us to do for the 100th episode.
They're
I think
be
it
like,
should be something good. Like really good. What month is it in?
Like June or July or August. One of those.
It's in 8 weeks? Oh, wait,
girl,
no.
Don't ask me math. Because one thing about it, I will not pass.
12 weeks? Okay.
I stopped paying attention in fourth
grade.
My
brain can't work right now. I just... Anyways.
Yeah, what did you just do? I feel like your energy's kind of...
I've been sad all day.
Really?
Yeah.
She didn't even know we were filming today, you guys. We were supposed to go get our nails done.
I know. We were going to go get our nails done.
Hideous.
And we were like looking at nail shops and Shai was like, oh, well, we're not going to have time because we have to film. And I was like, oh my God, I completely forgot about filming.
Lackadaisical lollygagging.
Literally lackadaisical, literally lollygagging. I woke up, went to go pick. Bro, my car was sitting at a hotel for 2 days.
Still?
Yes. When we drove it there.
Yeah.
We went to go meet Taylor at this hotel for Rolling Loud, and I drove there and parked my car because obviously don't drink and drive. And baby, I was so hungover yesterday. It was like there's no way.
Oh, you couldn't even get it.
There's no
way. Were they even still at the hotel?
No, they had checked out.
Oh my goodness! Wait, but how much was it?
$0.
Her man paid for it?
I don't know. I don't think he... Okay, I think he paid for one day, but then the second day...
They just were
they were, like, doing some type of construction at their valet, and I think it was just kind of, like, a scramble situation, and I just got lucky, but... Anywho, yeah, it was sad today. But not, like, overly sad, just, like, a little bad bitch blues.
Womp, womp, womp.
I know.
What's wrong, baby girl? Is that a new ring?
What?
Oh, the little diamond. You must have cleaned it. No, the other one.
This?
The other one. On the other hand. Yeah.
Girl, this is a ring that I've worn forever and ever.
Oh, it's so shiny.
It's busting, busting.
It is busting right now.
I didn't even clean it.
Oh.
But, yeah, just a lot. Not really a lot going on. I'm just in this, like, I don't know. Like, it's, like, so weird because, like, I'm so thankful for everything, like, right now in life. But, like, I just feel like, I don't know. I just want to, I don't know how to say it. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I'm so thankful, but, like, I just feel like there's something missing in my life right now.
Mm-hmm. You know what's crazy? I've been, I understand what you feel, but I have been really, like, catching the way I talk about things. And this is the stuff that, like, honestly, we have to think about our blessings.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because.
Sorry. No, I do. I do. And I am very thankful.
No, I'm saying that because I'm not condemning you because I understand where you're coming from because I have to really remind myself of like how I talk and how powerful the tongue is. Because I'm like, you know, you hear me saying it. I'd be like, oh, we got to do this. We got to do this. And I speak about it, not negatively, but just like exasperated in a sense. And it's just like, these are the things we've been praying for. Like we still have money coming in. We're doing the things that we love with each other. And like we are thriving in this area of life. And I feel like sometimes if we don't recognize where we're at right now, God won't give us more.
I think, can I tell you what it is?
No.
And this is like,
because you jumped past what I just said. And that was some real shit. Because that was what I was saying to myself.
But I know that though. And I am appreciative of everything that I have. Like I really genuinely am. Like I really, really am.
That does look comfortable.
But... not kicking our feet up. Right. Okay, let me tell you what it honestly is.
What is it?
So, okay. There's this guy that, like, I've kind of dealt with a little bit, and, like, I really like him or whatever. And he had basically told me something along the lines of, because, like, we never have, like, we just haven't got serious. Like, we quit talking for a long time. But, like, I really like him. And, like, I know he likes me, too. But we were having this long-ass conversation. And he was like, yeah, I'm scared of you. And I was like, why are you scared of me? And he said some things. But one of the things that he said was, and because you have a podcast and you have a platform where ultimately, like, you can... you know, say and do whatever, and it could be detrimental towards whatever I have going on. And I was just, like, thinking about it, and it's, like, I literally said, I was, like, so am I being punished or looked at away because I've managed to be successful? Because to me, it's like, this is what was really like dragging me down today. When I was younger, I always felt like I was not good enough in the relationships that I was mm-hmm. in. I felt like I didn't come from a good family. I didn't go to college. I, mm-hmm. you know, had to do shit in survival mode as far as like dancing and doing all the things that I did when I was so young that I knew that I was too good for. And then it was like, you're not good enough. You're not good enough for me to be faithful to you. You're not good enough for me to be, you know, publicly with you. You're not good enough for all of these things. So I always was like, I am going to be good enough. I'm going to accomplish all my fucking goals. I'm going to go above and beyond. Mm-hmm. Like I've only gotten prettier and a badder of a bitch. But then it's like you get to this point and then it's like, now you're too much, you know, like now it's too much. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, it's just like, when is it ever going to be like, oh yeah, I'm like, it's just like it, I feel like I'm intimidating to so many people, but I used to not be intimidating. And then I used to just get walked all over. So it's like, I just don't know.
Where's the balance?
Yeah. I just don't know where the balance is. And like, it is stressful because that, I mean, you know, every time I've like really dated somebody, they pretty much always bring up the podcast. They're always like, oh, well, like, you know, I don't want my business on the podcast. And I'm just like, y'all don't have to fucking tell me that. First of all, like you're not saying you're not special enough for me to like not bring you up, but like ultimately everybody knows I don't like being tied to people. I don't really like doing the public thing. It's too much of a mess. People are messy and like whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's just like kind of discouraging because it's like, damn, like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do to ever, you know, be good, like to be cool, like to have somebody accept me, I guess. So that's what I was just kind of like stuck at today.
I understand that. And that is a lot to digest. But I feel like, I mean, the first thing I think about when you say things like that.
Looking for easy, flavorful meals that fit your busy schedule? Factor's got you covered with chef-made gourmet dishes that are dietitian approved and ready in just 2 minutes. Whether you're on the go or just want to eat well without the hassle, these meals help you stay on track while enjoying great taste. Fuel up, feel great, and keep moving. No prep required.
With everything going on, especially while us touring, Factor meals have been a game changer. Between the nonstop schedule and trying not to overspend or waste money on groceries, having ready-to-eat meals that are actually good has made life so much easier. No stress, no extra time spent cooking, just quick, delicious meals that keep things running smoothly. Honestly, we have been a fan of Factor Meals since we first got sponsored with them in the beginning. It is such a game changer, you guys. The meals are delicious. They are quick and they are effective for sure.
It saves us so much money while we're touring and, you know, when we're out and getting groceries and all of that. It's just too much. The groceries go bad. With this, we know what meals we're going to get, how many we're going to get, what we're going to eat, and we just love it all around. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. Lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals. Based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. And I'm... Oh, this was a gift, you guys.
And this is a real Stanley.
A real Stanley. Not the one from the family.
But yeah.
And this is one of our gifts that we give, like, for, like, the twerk contest or, like, quote games for our show. But sorry about that, you guys. But the first thing I thought about, I was listening to everything you said, but the first thing I thought about, your value isn't, like, placed within other people. It's within you. And I feel like you are so hard on yourself. You have to remind yourself of where you came from and where you are right now. Like, even...
Yeah.
I know you, and the thing about it is sometimes I know we know all these things. You're kind of like me in that sense because I'm very self-aware of who I am and like where I am at in life. I look at myself from the outwards looking in, and I know you do the same thing. Maybe. But
no, I mean I do.
So I think that like I know you know the things that I'm going to say, but because your value is not placed on anyone. It's only you. And I feel like you have to just remind yourself, like, it's like active work of being like, where I was is so different from who I am now. Mm. And it's not placed on anyone else but myself.
Yeah, I mean, and I know that, and I think about that all the time. I was thinking about that yesterday when freaking Shy sent me this like funny ass picture of like girls with these ski masks, and they were like, she was like, oh yeah, we could do this for the shoot for Chicago, like being funny.
I think no, I actually kind of wanted to.
It was hilarious, but I was like, no, like let's you. I have a better picture, and I was like, here's a picture of me at 17 years old in the middle of Chicago with Chief Keef and Lil Reese in a music video.
Gang.
Like at like the end just of the looking day. At it was hilarious, but the picture actually made me stop and like look like,
exactly.
Damn, I've come so far. Like when I looked at the picture, I'm like, okay, A, I was a little ass girl. I was homeless. Mm-hmm. You know, I was trying to do music.
Crazy. And
which is the whole reason why I was even out there. We had like the same management. I don't want people to think I was just out there being a hoe. But,
and if you were,
yeah, but, no, yeah. And I mean, I think about it because like that was like a point where it was like I didn't have $20 to feed myself. Like, yeah. You know, I didn't have a car. I didn't have a place to live. I didn't have, you know, shit at all for like a really long time. So like I was sitting there in my house and I was just thinking like, wow, like I've come so far.
Exactly.
And like I'm so much more mature. I'm so much prettier. Mm-hmm. I'm so, not that that's like exactly. a big thing. But, you know, when you're young, you're all like,
no,
awkward.
Yeah. No, honestly, like I seen that tweet of Aisha Curry and like how she's gone viral now. It was like, that's all she wanted was a few tweets calling her a bad bitch.
Right.
Oh, but like yeah. the older you some, I feel like the same thing with me. The older I get, the better I look, Loki. Well, not right now. Not with Troy Bolton.
I think but, so.
No, but like, yeah, me too. Yeah. Literally. But. Yeah. No, I know that it sucks, but like honestly, it's like work. You just have to remind yourself because I have to remind myself of how I talk to me as well.
Right.
So it's just reminding those little things and like little bitty gratifications go a long way.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I agree.
I know, you know.
But that was just what I just was sad about today. I mean, I'm not like depressed about it or anything. It's just like a feeling of like discouragement and like part of me just be like, should I just be out here and just be a hoe and like treat these guys like tricks and like just let them give me their money and like have me talk to 10 different people at the same time the way that everybody else does, because like I can do that, like I can 100% do that and like not whatever the case, but like I do want to have a family. I do want to like be married with somebody and have that partnership. So I feel like I'm just kind of like at this crossroads of like, okay, either I'm about to be a dog or I'm about to be wholesome and like, you know, ride through and keep faith that, you know, my person is out there, but it's leaning towards be a dog, like honestly. And it's so freeing to like not get your feelings involved with people.
Well,
and
what
like
would change from when you were dating people consistently like that as well? Like what would change from then to now? Because I feel like you've dated, like, been dating casually and you've been kind of like dealing with people, but you cut them off and you do this and that, so like what would change?
I guess, I don't know. I guess when I had first got out of a relationship, the way that I was dating was like, I want to be in another relationship. Mm-hmm. And I was like taking them like more serious and like actually being open to investing my feelings.
Yeah.
And now I've been kind of in like the, like, I know I took the little break of like, okay, I'm having to cleanse, whatever, blah, blah, blah. No, it was like, you know, maybe like a month or two. It wasn't long. But then I got bored. Yeah, but then I got bored. So then I'm just like, okay, well, let me just start talking back to people. Like, you know, like I'm bored and it's fun. And sometimes like I get into this like little, I don't want to say it's manic, but maybe it's a little manic of like, texting motherfuckers back, texting me, answering the phone calls, entertaining it.
You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about this with you, actually.
What?
Would you go on a dating app?
Mm-mm.
I would prefer.
I would go on Raya, but Raya never accepted my application. So shout out to Raya.
I got accepted from Raya when I was on a dating app.
Yeah, they never accepted me.
They
for
never
Raya.
Accepted you.
No, and then I tried to. This is hella long ago, but I was trying to be funny and I sent them an email and said, "You're discriminating against me because I have tattoos."
No, but, I got accepted on Raya, and I prefer to. I mean, obviously, I'm in a relationship now. But
how
I
was
would,
it?
I would prefer to meet people the old school way. I want to meet you, you know, like, I don't even like the DM style. I want to meet you at the grocery store. I want to meet you at, well, I met a guy.
I don't, because I need to Google
I met a guy at Walmart one time, and I was just like, I don't know where this is going
to
go.
Yeah, you that's know? My thing. It's like, I need to Google you and, like, be able to know a little bit about your life, because I'm scared of people, and I'm like, I don't know. You could be a freaking lunatic. Like,
so you need to Google every single person. What if somebody's not Google?
I had met Mr. Mr. Ghost in real life, and he was not like a Googleable person, and he was
Googleable.
Ended up being weird.
Yeah. So I mean, I guess you draw a any way it goes. So, but I don't know. I think that I don't know. I could see you not wanting to do it either, but for
I'm
sure.
I'm too, like, I don't know about that. I don't know.
But yeah, no, when I was on one for like 3 days, I matched with like my manager at the time. And I was like, let me get the hell up off of here.
Not the manager.
Yeah, but I'm like, Raya is like the one where people are like supposed to be like hella like rich, right?
Well, it's just, I think it's people in the industry or like, you know, whatever the case may be.
And which, he was my bar manager. So what type of industry was he really in?
Right. Probably had some recommendations or what is it called? When they recommend them? I don't fucking know. But, I don't know, like people in the industry, like I guess it makes it like easier, which I do understand because even today earlier, like I was on live and somebody was like, you should try dating somebody with a 9-to-5. And I was like, look, there's nothing wrong with anybody having a 9-to-5, but like my lifestyle is just not that and it's not compatible.
And here's the thing about that. When people say that, I think that why go backwards from what you're used to? Mm-hmm, and when people hear that, they think that's like wrong or say are like dismissing 9-to-5s. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if I am not in that 9-to-5, I want somebody that's compatible with me who's also
I can't
in
date
the same
somebody
thing.
Who has to wake up every day and go to work. Like, there's just no way. I don't even like having friends who got 9-to-5s.
Yeah, no, I'm crying.
Sasha's job be stressing me out.
What
she
does Sasha do?
She works for the government.
Doing what?
Girl, some financial shit.
Nobody knows. She probably Tommy.
No, she really She Tommy really works a government, like a real, real government job that pays hella well. And like,
oh,
I guess she
good.
Has free.
And she has to go. Or is it like a...
No, she goes in. She goes putting in. Her business out there. Sorry, Sasha. She watches all the episodes. Sorry, girl. Sorry, girl.
I just be curious.
No,
too.
But she has like a really good job. But anyways, let's talk about our week. It's just one of those days, like, you know, when you're single, like, and you're dealing with all the things that you're dealing with, sometimes you just have those days, and just today was one of those days. Keep in mind, I've been having a fucking ball. I've been having a grand ghetto ball, so it's just today. I don't know why it's today, but it's just today. How was your week?
My week was pretty chill. Honestly, we came back Tuesday. We came back Wednesday. We filmed from Wednesday. We had been working on stuff with for the live show in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And we went to Rolling Loud. We filmed. We got Patreon content that's already uploaded right now.
New 1 hour video
new
on Patreon.
New 1 hour video on Patreon. Love y'all. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your patience. But yeah, we went to Rolling Loud. That was honestly the highlight of my week.
We were not planning. Wait, what did we do before Rolling Loud? Oh, we had the shoot for the Atlanta promo. And y'all, our engagement has been so low. That video was so cute. I'm so mad it didn't get hella engagement. But anyways, we did the shoot, and then we were sitting at Shy's house, and then Taylor and Sasha called and was like, do y'all want to go to Rolling Loud? And well, at first,
well, actually,
yeah, that's not what happened.
No, it wasn't how it happened. They called, and she was just like, and she was, they were out, and she was laying on the couch with me, and she was just like, do you think I should go to Rolling Loud? Didn't ask me.
I didn't want to go to Rolling Loud because of obvious reasons of what we talked about last week. And I did not want to hear nobody's music. I did not want to see nobody performing.
Yeah.
And especially like after that whole incident. So I was like, I don't want to go. Like I was like, I absolutely do not want to go. And then I turned to Shy and I was like, you think I'm being pussy for not going? And Shy was like, yes. And I was like,
all right. So she was like, so she called Taylor and Sasha back and was like, all right, I want to go. So she got off the phone. They were like, all right, cool, come. So she got off the phone and I was just sitting on the couch. I was like, I want to go.
I called Taylor, and then keep in mind, we had no tickets, no passes, no nothing. I'm like, Shy wants to come too. Taylor's like, cool. I'm like, we don't have no tickets or passes. She's like, nah, we gonna figure it out though. We're like, cool.
And we did.
And we did. We did figure
easily
it out.
Easily at that.
Very easily. But it's just like so funny because we really just went in there with, we gonna figure it out.
Just
like,
vibes. Just vibes.
Just vibes. But no, it was cool. We went to the Loud Club. So like, we were just there and drinking and having fun, saying hi to our friends. There was a lot of people we knew there. And what happened after that? Oh yeah, it was a lot.
Oh really? Yeah. We went to like a little after party spot, and then I went home.
Oh yeah, we went to an after party spot for like 5 minutes. Yeah. It was like 5 minutes, bro.
Yeah, I was like, if they don't have any food at the afters, I'm leaving.
Yeah,
what's
and
the point?
Sasha left, and then Shy was like, I'm about to leave, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna stay. And then I was like, I don't need to stay. And then I just left with Shy, and I was like, we can go.
Yeah.
But, oh, and then I left Shy's and went and linked up with my friends and, like, went to the strip club and, like, had a grand ghetto ball. It was insane. But
see, I know how to end the night.
Yeah.
What time did you get home?
Girl, I probably didn't go to bed till like 6 o'clock. I don't know, but I had fun. I was faded. I was wasted, which is why yesterday, like, bro, I'm telling you, once you hit a certain age, like, it's no bounce back hangovers. It's a full day of recovery.
You probably have anxiety right now.
You think that's why I'm feeling
I
sad?
I have two days of recovery when I go hard.
Yeah, I could be a
I
little
need
bit
like 2 days.
It could be the alcohol, because, you know, alcohol does make me a little bit stressy and depressy. But I'm not having anxiety. I'm just like, I don't want to be at the strip club until 6 a.m. I want to, like, be with my husband and my daughter.
Yeah.
my son, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. Maybe I do want to be at the club. I don't know. See, I'm just indecisive. I don't know what I want to do. Like, it's just too much.
Just do you, baby girl.
And you know I'm good at doing it, but it's just like,
damn. So yes, y'all, while we are here, don't forget to get those Atlanta tickets. We will have a link up below, a link in the description. So get those tickets while you can, because they are hot and rolling, and we are like,
they're almost
17
out.
Days away. So yes, be prepared for that, okay?
Okay. No, yeah, they are really almost gone, for real, mm-hmm. y'all. So go get on that. Do not DM us.
And we're doing everything by the books, to the T, dotting I's, crossing T's.
Yeah, the New York show was great, like the show aspect, but we did have those few little hiccups, and we want to make sure that we do not have those hiccups again, because
we will never have them again. Not on our watch.
Yeah, we just honestly, we love and support you guys. I mean, we love you guys so much for supporting us, and we want you guys to just, even though y'all all had a grand ball at the New York show,
we want to perfect everything that we have going on, and we mainly want to do that for you guys. So we love y'all, and we appreciate y'all, and you deserve the best from us, because you give us the best energy. Watch the Red.
Yes. Oh, Watch the Red. I'm actually excited for it this week.
What did you watch?
I watched Paradise on Hulu. As y'all saw me crying on, why does my sock look dirty? I swear it's not y'all. But as y'all saw me crying episode 7 on my Instagram story, like, yo, this show.
Per my recommendation.
Bro, it was like, it was 100% the best show I've seen in a long time. Exactly.
Mr. Sterling gonna win a what's it called?
Oh, half for that. Has to.
And he fine as hell that he is fine. When he was in the shower, the shower.
He's so fine. Oh my God. I was like, bruh. No, but if y'all have not watched Paradise on Hulu, you have to watch it. It was crazy as fuck. And the way it ended,
bro, crazy.
No.
Crazy.
Like, it's just the way it ended. I need the next season. Like, I need the next season. But I think they're already filming for it.
Yeah, they are. They're filming for it.
Yeah.
So we started to watch, before we went to Rolling Loud, we started to watch Adolescent on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And you've been watching it? Yeah, so if you've been, if you like a documentary style, like a show, it's kind of like that.
It's not a documentary style.
It is documentary style a little bit. So
she was saying how it was shot, but it's just like, oh, it's a regular show.
It's shot like a documentary, low key. And it leaves you guessing.
They don't even have people talking like in testimonials. It's not going to be a documentary. I'm just saying, you're giving the people a wrong idea.
No, but just go check it out, you guys. Just like you had checked out Paradise. I'm telling you, I got the recommendations.
I started Adolescent with you. But wait, so has it gotten really good?
I'm not going to lie. That's the only thing I've watched besides. So I just
only No, but has that. It been good, though?
I only watched that a little bit.
Oh, so you haven't continued watching it. Wow, you're fake as hell. She over here. I can let you know. Watch the whole season.
I had to watch something.
Oh, wow. Social media question of the week. This goes into what we were just talking about. Do you think dating standards are too high, or is it really just hard to find the right one?
I think the bar is actually kind of in hell. So, right. You know, I don't think the standards are too high. I think that it's such a mediocrity time to be dating. Yeah. So I feel like, you know, the bare minimum is just literally.
It is hard to find the one, though. Definitely.
Yeah.
It's hard to find the one, especially like, because we all have access to so many people.
Exactly.
That's what I really feel it is, especially like for people like in the entertainment industry, or like, you know, people who do sports or music or anything. It's like, honestly, there's hundreds and thousands of people that we could date or have access to. So it's really just hard, like, narrowing it down. And then also you get damn near numb to your feelings after a while once you date so many people. Like, so I think it's definitely hard to find the one, and it's just a shitty time for dating, like you said.
I feel like social media has kind of jaded the way that we perceive relationships and how we maneuver into relationships. Like, even like looking at relationships from a perspective of people who are in them on social media and how they gauge their relationships versus like you being in another relationship over here, and it isn't how people perceive it on the social media spectrum of a relationship that makes it kind of difficult to maintain as well. I feel like sometimes. And I think, I don't know, I think this was a quote that I seen recently, and it was just like, you're going to always end relationships if you don't work on them.
No, 100%. So, yeah. I mean, when I, like I said before, when I was in a relationship, that shit was harder than me. It wasn't harder than being single because it was a pretty like laid back relationship. Mm-hmm. But like, you really have to put in a lot of effort with somebody. I mean, I feel the same way with like friendships though too. And I mean, like I've said before, like I feel like if you're going to put in work with a relationship, you got to do the same for your friendships. And like, it's just work all the way around when you have to like come and be like harmonious with another person.
Yeah. But I think that like, honestly, I couldn't live without my friendships. I don't know how girls dismiss their friendships when in relationships, but I feel like at a certain point, what you're saying, you have to at least put a relationship first at some point. If you really, if that's what
you're supposed to.
If that's what you want, you know what I'm saying? You have to be able to put a relationship first and then figure out the balance of those things.
Well, that's why they talk about that in marriage.
Yeah. No, yeah. But I'm saying like in relationships and with dating, like there is going to be like a point where you have to be like, all right, well, if this is what I want, it goes like out of like the friendship spectrum of just like my relationship and standing on that.
Let's get into the topics of the week. This, what the fuck? I didn't see that. But, well, since we're on the subject, do men marry Mrs. Right or do they settle for Miss Right now?
And that came from a viral tweet going that was like this 37-year-old man basically said he's been married with kids and he still thinks about his first love from when he was 17 years old, y'all. That was insane to me. He was like, he got kids, he's married. To 17?
Yeah.
With the first love? I feel like I have never held that much space for the first person I was ever in love with. I'm such an adult at this point in my life. Like, I can't imagine being, like, still stuck and jaded on my 17-year-old relationship.
I think that the reason why is because the first time you're ever in love is, like, the most purest form of love. In my personal opinion, your first love is, like, it's pure. It's like, I want to say, I would say a little bit effortless. Mm-hmm. And you're just, like, you're so naive. And you're not, like, hardened by the world and by heartbreak and, like, all of your other experiences. So it just, I mean, I always wish that I could fall in love the way that I fell in love for the first time.
But really?
I don't think I ever will. I'll never trust anybody the same way. I'll never love anybody as, like, passionately the same way. I know for sure.
Wait, so who was your first love? See, I don't feel that way about my first love at all by any means. And, like, this is the first man I lost my virginity to. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought that I was going to be with for the rest of my life. He does not hold space in my head at all. And I don't compare him to any relationship that I've ever been in. Maybe because it wasn't even that pure. He was an asshole from the jump.
I mean, no, to me, see, here's my thing. Like, I don't be like, oh, I wish we could get back together. Or I still think about the relationship. Like, for me, that door is, like, slammed shut. Like, you know, already, like, you know how I feel about it. But like, it's just, you're always gonna think about that like pure innocent love. Like sometimes I think about it like, oh, like I remember,
I get what you're saying,
this type of love. But I don't think like, oh, I want to be back with him or like anything like that.
No,
not like that at all. It's just like a, you know, you miss that feeling of pure like innocent love, you know.
And I mean, did y'all move in? Did y'all ever move in together?
No, we were so young. We were kids.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't really. Yeah, no, I don't hold any space for that at all. But I do get the innocence love part. I do remember feeling like I wanted to be with that person forever because that's what I thought I thought I knew.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I was definitely the same. Oh yeah. So there was like another thing that happened this week. It's not on the cards, but remember, I had put the screenshot in the note.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
okay, so basically, and this is like a whole can of worms, whatever the case may be, blah, blah, blah. I don't care, y'all. Y'all know I don't care. But I was on my Finsta, and this boy on my Finsta had posted, it was a screenshot, and it was, no, it wasn't a screenshot. It was a music video of R. Kelly, and it goes, "We know he's been canceled, but we'll admit it. We really miss hearing this man's music." And that was like a post that he like reposted to his story, basically saying like, "Oh, I know he's canceled, but his music is hella good, like whatever." So, he posted on his story of a screenshot saying, "Oh, he's never canceled." So I responded to him. I said, "Why would a child predator not be canceled to you?"
And what did he say?
Bruh.
Did he respond?
Yes, he responded. But I need to read this word for word because it was such clownery and buffoonery. I was like, is this man really dead ass serious? He goes, I said, why would a child predator not be canceled to you? He said, because I don't care about that. It has nothing to do with me. I like his music.
Oh.
And I'm just like,
and he's a child predator.
And you are a child predator, and you are very fucking strange. Like, I don't understand when people try to say, oh, separate the artist from who they are as a person. No, at the end of the day, you are putting money in these people's pockets. If a man came to your home and sexually assaulted your child, are you going to be able to put what he did aside and still listen to his tunes because they really are good? Yeah, no.
No. Not at all. There are certain instances where I probably, no, I ain't gonna say it. If I'm in a crowded room and it's a whole bunch of people and Step in the Name of Love is playing, you're not gonna step?
No,
I'm not. Me neither. And I absolutely will not. And I don't support that at all.
I'm really not. And then honestly, like, I understand where, like, obviously we have to, like, hear people's music, and I'm not gonna be like, oh my God, cut that shit off, like, whatever the case. But I'm not going to use any platform of mine to diminish a serious situation like that. And yeah, and then I had
and to be so vocal and to be like, he never canceled in my book.
I can
understand some people loving the artistry, but sometimes you can't separate the art and the artist.
I mean, that's the reason why these motherfuckers is out there in the club dapping up Trey Songz still, because people like to separate the artist from who they really are as a person and what they do to women. And, like, I don't know. It just kind of pisses me off just because I feel like a lot of men don't protect women anymore, like, at all. And I had even said this on Fist that I was like, there used to be a time where men were literally dragged into the street and unalived for some of the things that these two men have done. And now they get to go to the club freely and get, what's up, bruh? How you been, bruh? And other men will hear, oh yeah, no, I know he's a weirdo and this, that, and a third, but
he lit. Because they're lesbians and they want to be in that type of environment. And honestly, you know what's crazy to me as well? Anthony, this is off subject too, but Anthony Mack, I think his name is, he's getting backlash. He went viral because he had an interview with these podcasters, and he's like the new Superman. This interview going viral of saying that he wants to teach his sons, like, you know, old school masculinity. And honestly, that's what I think is the issue as well. People are like, masculinity has
They're mad at that.
They're like, what do you mean? Like this, like they're talking about, like, they're finding a way to make everything. Because what did he say? He said masculinity in a black household is a lost form, is a lost art or something like that. He said that they're trying to diminish a man. And I actually agree. I really do wholeheartedly agree that they are trying to diminish what masculinity, healthy masculinity, looks like in homes, especially in black communities. And they're...
I do agree. You know, I'm not gonna lie.
And I agree with the same perspective of, like, no, my children are going to say, yes, ma'am, no, sir, open doors, like, have manners, be respectful, know how to clean up and do things as a, like, as a man is supposed to do, how to handle shit, how to change a tire. Niggas don't even know how to change a tire no more. They probably not mowing grass. Well, probably they still stay in apartments. But I'm just saying, like, I believe, like, and I'm from the South, so these are, like, manly things that have been, like, instilled in me and that I've seen growing up and that I don't see anymore in, like, communities of men. Like, I just feel like they're too comparative with women. They want to be bad bitches, and it just does not go. It does not flow into today's society, and people are complaining about where's a healthy masculine. No, we've allowed comparison. Men and women are different for a reason. I'm sorry.
No, I agree. I mean, but, you know, I always say, because, like, you know, I like me a little fruity, you know, whatever the case may be.
And that's the problem.
No, it's not. I don't mind, like, a fruity guy, like, who looks a little, you know, whatever, a little dangly earring, a little whatever the case may be. I don't mind the visual. But at the end of the day, I, like, when I dated Mr. Christmas Gift, and he was really, like, a fucking woman. Like, he acted like a girl. He really thought he was a baddie. Yeah. And, like, you can look like one all day long, but at the end of the day, I still need you to be a man, and I need you to be masculine, like, whatever the case, but not in, like, a toxic masculinity way, because then I will not respect it.
Yeah.
I will laugh in your face and I'll think that
you'd
it's
be like,
a
joke. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I need it needs to be a balance of emotional intellect. You know what I'm saying? Like, men need to realize that, well, whatever, we can't say.
I've met a couple, like, I feel masculine, like, guys lately that I thought I really was, like,
really?
Yes, I was attracted to it, but they weren't like aggressive with it or rude with it. It was just like, I want to zip my lips.
Oh, you want to be quiet. When men makes you want to shut up and be like, oh, okay.
Right, right.
I trust what you say. I lead.
Right.
But I follow when you lead.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Which is very rare for me. So I was like, okay, you know.
Wait, what was it, the cue that made you want to be like, ooh, like what was the thing that they
I forgot
said?
Exactly what it was said, but it was basically some shit like, you know, I got this, like whatever. It wasn't in like a bad way or anything. Like it was just like a, you know, it was just something I respected. And I was like, okay, bet. Because that's the thing, like, you know, I think that a lot of guys do want us to, as women, naturally just fall into line and just naturally shut the fuck up for them and naturally let them lead. But me personally, I can't let somebody lead if they're going to lead me to hell. Like, yeah. I cannot.
If they're going to lead me down a path that ain't righteous.
Right. And I just feel like I'm so, like, and I'm not trying to say it like that in the humblest way possible. I'm pretty smart. Like, I'm pretty smart. And, like, you know, I know what I need to be doing and what I don't need to be doing. Mm. And I could just tell if a motherfucker don't know what he really got going on. And I can't follow you. Like, a huge red flag for me. This actually just happened not long ago. This guy was like, I was like kind of just talking to this guy, had never met him or nothing, but like, you know, we were conversing, and he was like, yeah, like, you know, this is always a huge red flag for me. And it's such a narrative that is pushed, bro. I don't think I've ever talked about this. Maybe it's because I'm from the Bay. But when a guy is like, yeah, like, I want me and my girl to get money together. Like, I want us to have businesses together and this, that, and the third, and do all this and that and the third. Absolutely hell no. Unless we are married, the answer is no. I don't want to get money with no man. And like, that's always a huge thing to me, because I'm like, you're not really like leading me. You're trying to team up with me and like be business partners
as leverage.
That's not what I'm doing with
see
nobody.
The fine line of what you said is I can understand marriage, but there's a legit difference in like, I can get what somebody is saying when they be like, I want to get money together. Like there's a difference of like supporting me to get my own money and me supporting you while you get your own money,
right?
And then eventually when marriage happens, we come together with both of those dual incomes. I can understand that, but telling me like we're gonna get some money, it's like
where's yours?
Right, no. Where's your money at?
Yeah, we ain't doing that, babes. Yeah, I forgot what the man was talking about, but he was like, yeah, like, there's just probably so much we could do together. Baby, we not doing...
Like what?
This is self-made empire, baby. You ain't hopping on this motherfucking train.
You're not hopping on this train. You might be a liability, and I don't even know it yet.
Exactly.
I think a red flag for me sometimes is when a man doesn't allow me a safe space to be, like, feminine. Or, like, not feminine, but to have emotions.
Oh, yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I cannot stand a fucking... match my emotions ass nigga. Like, I can't stand all right, well, you know, well, I feel this way because you didn't. No, sometimes, honestly, it is just, like, I can't explain it, but sometimes it really is just hormonal. Allow me to be in my hormones. We have hormonal estrogen. You have testosterone. I probably got a little bit of both because when I had acne, but I'm saying that pisses me off, and it's such a major red flag because it's like...
If you're not able to be calm.
If you're not able to be calm, because it's like when I find myself having to be calm in situations... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm the only one being calm in these situations, it makes me feel like I'm in my masculinity. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel like, all right, because we're both fire.
Right.
I have to be the calm for both of us. And I'm sorry, but I don't know. I just feel like as a woman that I want to be the fire sometimes.
No, I'm just laughing. I'm laughing because I'm thinking about this time with my ex-boyfriend, and you know, he was hella calm. And I just remember one time I was getting so mad because I just was like, I need something. Like, I need a little something. And I probably was some hormonal shit because, like, I flipped the hell out on that man over the dumbest shit. I don't even remember what it was over. It was over some dumb shit. I ended up picking up a chair and throwing it across the room.
Oh, my God. That was dramatic. You were.
And then I had to leave out the room and leave out the house and go sit in the car and be mad as hell. And then I come back in. He's still sitting there like.
And you know what's crazy?
What?
Low key, like, honestly.
Girl, he texted me the other day. And can I please tell you, he sent me.
What?
It was so terrible.
What did he say?
He sent me a tweet about
stupid.
A girl with 3 Van Cleefs on, and she, like, had the man's name tatted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, some viral tweet. He sent me that. I said, why are you casually texting me? We haven't spoken 2 months.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay. He was like, I just thought it was funny. I'm sorry, won't happen again. I said, great. Go see a therapist.
You said go see a therapist?
Yeah, because that's what he needs
to do. There is a balance. I understand there is a fine balance. Like I told you, my ex, like, he would
he doesn't meet the balance, bro.
There is a balance. There's a fine balance, but I can't stand fire and fire. I really can't, especially at my big age. No. Like, I can't stand fire and fire. Mm-mm. It needs to be, like, honestly, women are hormonal and their body is not in balance for 3 weeks at a time in this full month.
I'm not going to blame everything on hormones and periods.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I do want
to. But sometimes people be having you fucked up and then they try to say, it's just hormonal. And it's like, no, shut the fuck up. It's not my goddamn period.
No, there are times I be PMSing. Sometimes I have bad PMS. But other times, no, you do just have me fucked up. But I'm also saying, though, that, like, I'm saying that we're women.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying, the gender norms. Like, I'm a woman. Mm. As a man, I feel like you just should shut, like, you should not be arguing. As men, you should not argue. That's what I'm trying to say.
I just think it's dangerous to use that verbiage because it's a cop-out for a lot of guys, and over the years and over time, it's been instilled in everybody that women are not stable creatures due to their hormones, and I don't like pushing that narrative. Of course, women, you know, have, like, their times where they're PMSing or whatever the case may be, but I'm not putting that on.
No,
everything.
I'm allowed. I feel like I am allowed to be a woman, and I'm allowed for my body to have those hormonal changes and any imbalance that I have. Like, I am a woman, and I feel like you are a man. And as a man, remain in a man's place. And, like, you don't, as a man, you should never be matching energy. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. And it's the same. It could be the same cop out as when, like, I'm drunk or I was drunk. Like, we can't keep always using, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same kind of similar stance.
We can control our emotions when we're hormonal. It's hard.
It's hard.
It's harder.
And you can control
them
when you're drunk as well, but it's hard. You know what I'm saying?
It's harder.
It's always harder to do those things, but I just feel like, you know, no.
Yeah, no, I don't like the matching energy.
Allow a woman to thrive as a woman and, like, a man to thrive as a man. Like, honestly, I'm also in the same sense of, like, I don't mind cooking. I don't mind cleaning. As long as you outside mowing the lawn, you fixing shit around the house. Like, those are the norms that I do not mind. Mm-hmm. But also, I do like cleaning up. I do like being a handyman.
I do, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't like handyman, but I like doing, like, so, okay, I remember one time I was, like, with somebody, and I had, like, did some domestic shit. I don't know what I did. I had, like, fixed his plate and, like, did the dishes, and he was like, I've never seen you be domesticated before.
Yeah, no, you know what's crazy? It's like, you're like that with friends.
I'm like
you
that with my friends so much. I was like, really? Right, I was like, really? Because I'm so much like that with my friends and the people around me. I guess it's true. I mean, I also think that I don't go out of my way to, like, cater to guys that I'm dating just because, first of all, I love doing it. I love it. I love taking care of people, and I love feeding people. I love straightening up after people. Like, I love all of the things. But also, in my mind, I just be like, I'm Molly the Maid, nigga. Like, you're not about to have me out here. Like, you get, and there, but there's a lot of girls that will do that and will be like, oh, do you want me to
be
help
wear
you?
And tear and be running ragged trying to clean up behind a nigga? No.
Right.
You know what I remember seeing a long time ago? And this is what I used to do a lot at parties.
Oh, not being the maid at the party.
Yes.
Girl.
And I would be like, oh my God, I have to,
it's
literally
so bad.
Like, but it, like, if it's like a simple party, like a friends and family, by all means. Like, if it's some people I don't know, absolutely not. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I am. What's it called? Maternal instinct. Not maternal. What is it? Nurturing.
Yeah.
Is instilled in me as well. I like doing the same things, and I like being able to, you know, like, be accommodating or be loving and want to do those things. But
yeah.
I feel like everything is a balance, you know?
But you know, in LA, be doing, like, the whole
Molly
the
Maid
pick me all of the, like, if it's like an athlete or, like, a rapper or, like, somebody who's hella rich, like, the girls who are trying to get chose will be like, do you need me to get anything? You want me to fix your plate? Oh, I'm just in here doing the dishes. Hold on, guys. Like,
oh, no, I'm not doing all that. I'll pick up some cups in the area for myself. Yeah, for myself. No, but when I seen that meal, I was like, I ain't never cleaning up at another house party again.
Yes, because it's so cringy.
Never,
like,
looked
it's
at it that way. Yeah,
bro,
but no.
Don't be the Molly the Maid at the party trying to
get
picks.
Do not be Molly the Maid at the party.
It's very embarrassing. But, yeah, we've been talking a lot about a relationship stuff today.
I feel like that was, like, the vibe coming in, actually. And I didn't even know. Look, the social media question mixed in with your vibe.
Yes, and it wasn't supposed to be y'all at all. It just, you know, it could be the alcohol.
You know what? I have another random question as well.
What?
God, I have so – I don't know what it is that gives me so much, like, mouth
What
gas.
Is that? Guard? GERD?
Gurgling noise?
No, is it GERD? Isn't it GERD when somebody, like, burps too much?
I don't know. It's whatever it is.
The way your burps be coming, y'all. The other day I had ordered Din Tai Fung to Shai's house, and I had got that cucumber salad. You know, it comes with that big ass, fat ass piece of garlic. So me being the thoughtful, considerate person I was like, I'm not going to eat no big ass piece of garlic because I don't want my breath to be like, you know, just on 10. She ate it, chewed it up, and swallowed it.
You know what's crazy though? I literally got that cucumber with the garlic on it. I was like,
and I knew she was going to want that too, because even when we go to Din Tai Fung, she'd be like, can I get extra garlic? Bro, she was burping up so many garlic burps. Like, I was like, nah, this is not natural.
I thought I was going to be at my house the whole day, and then we randomly go to Rolling Loud and we're in an Uber with three other girls.
Bro, it was disgusting.
I'm like, I can't help it. My stomach was hurting trying to hold it in so much. I was like, oh my goodness.
That's not normal for you to burp like that.
I know.
It's too much. You need to get
shit. And you farted in the car, almost had me dying, gagging for life.
I farted in front of somebody, too, not long ago. I never fart in front of boys, but I farted in front of a boy. I was drunk. I said, I farted. He said, it's okay. Let it out. I said,
you told him you farted?
I had to. I had to tell him. Well, I told him before. I said, I got to fart. And he was like, go ahead. Let it out. And I was like, okay.
Wait, you did?
It didn't stink, though. It didn't stink, but I was drunk. Nah. You know, I don't fart in front of
your
guys.
Your little farts be silent but deadly. I'm not going to lie to you.
Sometimes they're deadly. They're not always deadly. Remember I went through that IBS phase?
I can smell a winter fart from a mile away.
I went through an IBS phase. I went through an IBS phase. If my stomach's fucked up, okay, yeah, they will stink really bad, but I be having some silent ones that really don't stink. It's just, you know, whatever day you catch me. But, anywho, there's been a lot going on. Oh my God. Did you see that those freaking astronauts got back today? This is not even
they got
the
back
card.
Today?
Yes. The astronauts have been stuck
in space.
They was
looking very decrepit in the pictures in space.
She said that the lady astronaut said she didn't lose no weight.
I wonder if they was having sex.
Why does... Bro, I went to lunch with Taylor today and she said the same thing. She said, you think they was fucking?
They probably
I'm like, why is that
fucking.
What y'all think of?
That wasn't the first thing you think of?
Bro, 9 months.
You know they was fucking.
I would be fucking.
Imagine if she came back pregnant.
Oh, with a baby. She was out there 9 months.
Did they have spouses?
I think they were all married.
Oh, no.
I would have to ask my husband for a pass.
Yeah.
It ain't even on this planet. Out of this world, dick is crazy. But no, I was literally saying that to her today. I was like, bro, the fact, I was like, you don't understand how stressed out I would be. That is not like, oh, I lost my passport. I'm stuck in Mexico. That is not, oh, I'm stuck in Jamaica for 9 months. You are literally not on the planet. Yeah. I think I would have probably unalived myself. I'm not going
to
lie.
Okay, but, and then that's so selfish to leave that man with a dead body in space.
It wasn't just
around.
One person. It was 10 people.
I thought it was just two.
No, it was like 10. It was
then
like,
why did they only show the two?
I don't know. I was confused about that as well. I was like, why are they only showing like two of these people? But then there was like a third guy in there like doing an interview with them. And I said,
where you come
did
from?
Did he fly up here for this fucking interview? Like, I was like, how is this happening?
Wait, so it was 10
people? Apparently it's like 10 people. But
no, that's unknown news.
No, I'm serious. Really? Google it. It was like hella people. Look.
Google.
No. It was that ass like 10 people.
Oh, so they was having orgies up in, bro, that how invasive that
I
is to
would.
Be in that. Okay.
What would you do? What would you do for, okay, this is not
I would
a
get
week
closer to the Lord.
To, baby, the Lord ain't even up there with you, baby. That's an earth thing. You got to get closer to the extraterrestrials that you're surrounded by. Okay?
Heaven's earth and everything after that.
Yo, I mean, would you be up there fucking? Tell the truth.
Yeah.
If you were in a relationship, I know you would. Bro, I know she would, bro. I would just have to figure that out when I got home. Look, at the end of the day, I thought I was going
to
die.
I thought I was about to die over here.
I thought this was
and
it.
But it also, on the worser note of that, worser, imagine, like, you know, they only have a certain supply of food. Imagine having to, like, literally, what if they started eating each other and not in the sexual way?
But, no, I was wondering that, too. I was like, damn, like, how long of a food supply do they have? But they must have had, like, a year's worth of food because I'm, like, 9 months. Bro, I would have thought they'd been ran out.
I remember when Hurricane Katrina happened, and I forgot what's the name of it. It's, like, these army boxes. Did I ever get those before? It's, like, MRI foods where you, like, don't need a microwave or oven
MRI.
To heat it up. No, not MRI.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know what it's called, but like we had those and it was just like that shit was disgusting. And I was like in middle school and I remember how nasty it was. Mm-hmm. Imagine eating that bland ass, out of space ass food for 9 months.
Bro, I mean,
you gotta eat dick up.
Right. You gotta eat dick up is crazy. No,
I need something a little salty.
I would wonder. I would. I'm wondering, like, what is the one thing they want to do hella bad when they get home? You know, when people get out of jail and they're
fuck
like
a couple bitches,
right? They want to fuck a couple bitches, or they want to go eat. They want to eat real food. I would want to like eat some real food, but
I want to be around my family.
Of course, I want to be around my family. But also, imagine how heavy they're going to feel. They have not felt their body weight in 9 months. Like literally, they've just been floating around. Everything around them has been floating around. They're gonna feel so boom. Like they're gonna just feel so like connected to the earth and shit.
Taste of the lips I wanna write.
Oh, what is that?
You're toxic. All right.
Back it up. No, but I seen that.
Yeah, heavy and fall.
And they landed in the ocean in a little pod on parachutes. Have you not seen any of this?
No.
Well, I just saw it earlier, so.
Exactly.
I don't blame you.
Wow.
But no, yeah, it's actually crazy. It's actually
shout out to them. I know y'all watching this.
Yeah, we know y'all actually been locked in for the last whatever the case.
Oh, no, but the random thing that I wanted to ask about, I thought about this recently. So, okay, you remember how, like, back in the day when you're dating somebody new and you go to their house, did you think of when you were younger how to dress when you go to someone's house? Like,
yes.
If you're meeting their mom for the first time, do you think it's inappropriate to wear, like, a sheer shirt or, like, a little
obviously.
Exactly. So
why is that a question?
I just recently seen this tweet where this girl said that her boyfriend's family mm-hmm. hates her. Mm. And then she showed, like, outfits that she wears there mm-hmm. and, like, what she does. And people in the comments were like, well.
Were the outfits terrible?
The outfits were very scantily clad.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I see? You didn't save the link? I wanted to see them. Well, I mean, you can't hate somebody for that, but you could be like, okay, you don't really have much decorum.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't hate nobody because they want to dress like a hoe. But, I mean, I would just be like, okay, she a little. You know, she's not wrapped tight.
Yeah. I feel like in certain settings, you are supposed to dress accordingly.
Yeah, of course.
And
I'm not sure. First of all, even now when I have to be around like somebody's family or friends even, I don't want to show hella my body because already I got the big fat giant ass. They're already going to think
waist,
I'm
big ass
tiny wet. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, but like I'm already like they're going to judge me. So like I try to like class it up a little bit because I'm like. My right, body already gives sexy, yeah. You know?
And I think the younger generation, I mean, which is good that they are able to, like, you know, express themselves freely through clothes. But I feel like sometimes things could be done in moderation. Like, especially if you're going around, like, friends and family
right.
of somebody that you're dealing with. I think that sometimes it is best to, like, you know.
Yeah.
Keep it cute.
Of course. I mean, duh. Like, I think.
Yeah, I think mean, a lot of people don't really. That. I don't know.
That's
a lot
weird.
Of people haven't really been, like, into that mind frame of, like.
Not being raggedy?
Yeah. Do you think, and this is a new thing, would you, if a man said, asked you to take off a shirt because it was like too see-through,
oh, really?
Would you?
Like in front of his family and stuff? I probably would. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I would. I'm not going to be like, hell nah. Like if you know your family, mm-hmm. you're going to know better than me. Like I don't want them, I want them to judge me based off my personality, not off of, you know.
You know who I see all the time on Instagram? That guy who be on the street and he be like, he's like, so how do you feel in this relationship letting your girl dress like this?
Really?
No, he's like this black guy. You've never seen him? Mm-mm. Like he be on like the streets in Miami or something. Mm-mm. And he'd be like, so as a man, you let your woman go out the house like this. And he's just like, yeah, you know, I love my woman. And I'm you've never seen those?
I mean, in my previous relationship, my ex didn't give a fuck what I wore.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, you can't wear this, you can't go here, you can't. But we had like really a lot of trust in our relationship. I've never really been with a man who's like, you know, insecure about what I wear, especially if we're going out somewhere.
Especially if we're out together. Yeah. I think if we're out together, you shouldn't like, you have a say-so on what I wear. Honestly, in my relationship right now, he's very much fashion forward, so he mm-hmm. actually helps me.
Well, yeah, you can't dress, so you do need all the help you can get. But
maybe you get two outfits that are good and you think you're clocking something. Absolutely not.
No,
I have, like, honestly, I'll take heed to what my boyfriend says in a relationship, especially if it's like I'm going around your friends and family. So
I think
the younger generation needs to
family
realize that family. Like it doesn't take away who you are if you dress up a little bit more modestly in front of people.
Yes, sir.
Y'all send your advice to our Behind the Likes pod Instagram and label it with advice. We will be reading it. And if you are on our Patreon and you want to send some advice there, you will skip even the inbox.
Somebody had just given me some advice the other day. Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm 29 years old. I'm a teacher with no kids, and my husband is so good to me, and I have everything I want. You think you're better than me? No, I'm just kidding. Not struggling with money. Not struggling with money. Everything is going good. But why don't I still feel happy? Why do I still think negative about life? And I'm really hard on myself. Why do I do that? Also, friendships are horrible. But also, I'm a very picky friend. I'm also very picky with friends. LOL. Again, please help me. Is it selfish of me to think negative when happy things are going on around me? Also, I love you. So much love from Austin. Keep shining, ladies. Well, that's funny because we just talked about that in the beginning. I don't think it's selfish. I don't think it's selfish at all. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, you can have everything you thought you ever wanted in life and then realize you want something else. Because, I mean, not saying that I want anything else or anything like that, but I think that at one point in my life, I wanted to make a certain amount of money. I wanted to be a certain amount of successful. I wanted to do a certain amount of things. And now that I've done them, I'm like, okay, now I want to do other things.
Yeah. I think my thing to that is just to, like we said earlier, remember where you are and remember where you are right now. Remember what you came from. And just, I'll just, if I don't say anything else, a reminder to just be grateful. And I'm speaking that when I say those things, I kind of reminded myself as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just like a reminder to be grateful and enjoy where you're at, and it is okay, like you said earlier, to want more and expect more, but to always be remembered to bask in the moment of where you are right now, and it's okay to want more and to aspire to be more, but just be grateful for where you're at.
Because like I said, gratitude.
Yeah. Honestly, that's the word of the week, gratitude, you guys. We have to practice gratitude and be thankful for where we are.
Amen, sister.
Amen, sister. We love you guys. Bye. Thank you so much. Don't forget to check out our Patreon because we have something new, Atlanta Tickets. Below.